I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool must avoid repeat of 2002-2003 finale by Henry Jackson. Liverpool have been famed for some fairly spectacular disappointments over the years, especially since the Premier League era got underway. The end of the 2002-2003 season was one of the Reds' most disastrous conclusions to a campaign, and it actually altered English football forever in the process. With two matches remaining, Liverpool remained right in the mix for a top four finish, sitting level on points with fourth place Chelsea, a team improving under Claudio Ranieri, but a far cry from what they went on to become. With the Blues facing a tricky trip to West Ham and Gerard Houllier's men hosting a pretty rich Man City on the penultimate weekend, it was a chance for the Reds to gain the advantage. West Ham did their bit to help out Liverpool, winning 1-0 at Upton Park. But in typical Reds fashion, the Merseysiders slumped to a shocking 2-1 defeat at Anfield. The fact that it was Nicolas Anelka's late double that won it for City made it all the harder to stomach, following Houllier's inexplicable decision not to keep him, signing El Hadji Diouf instead. We all know what then occurred on the final day of that fateful 02-03 campaign as Liverpool travelled to Stamford Bridge in a genuinely enormous game for both sides. The money on offer for reaching the Champions League, as well as a calibre of player you could attract, made it a must-not-lose match. And the way in which Houllier's players kicked Gianfranco Zola in the dying seconds epitomised how the afternoon had panned out. Liverpool, in fact, had to win due to Chelsea's superior goal difference, and when Sami Hupia opened the scoring, it looked like a special end to the season was on the cards. The rest is history, though, as goals from Marcel Desailly and Jesper Grønkjær earned the host the most precious 2-1 win of their history. What followed with Roman Abramovich buying the club and shaping a whole new era of wealth, success and arrogance could have been prevented if it wasn't for Liverpool's spineless final two games. Grønkjær's winner has since been dubbed the £1 billion goal, which sums up its level of importance. Parallels can certainly be drawn with this season, as Jurgen Klopp's men turn into the final straight, crawling towards Champions League qualification. Liverpool are making life extremely difficult for themselves, but they know that two victories away to West Ham and at home to Middlesbrough will be enough to reach Europe's promised land for only the second time since 2009-2010. This next fortnight is just too important for the Reds to make a mess of, with the aforementioned money on offer and players available helping to take the club to the next level. A top four finish was the natural stepping stone this season, even though we still crave that maiden Premier League title, and it should be seen as a success if it's achieved. This current Liverpool side is very different to the one that ripped teams to shreds earlier in the season, however, with the last month or so about as attritional as football can be. It is clear that the players have very little left in the tank, and that key men such as Sadio Mane and Jordan Henderson are huge losses. But there can be no feeling sorry for themselves now. Their trip to the London Stadium has potential banana skin written all over it, especially after West Ham's victory over Tottenham last Friday. They are a team that, if you score first, are likely to roll over and think about their summer holidays, but if they take the lead, they will come alive, both on and off the pitch. Liverpool have to show all the grit and determination that they did in recent wins at Stoke, West Brom and Watford, and simply grind out another 3 points. The final day meeting with relegated Middlesbrough should then be relatively straightforward, even by the Reds' standards. Frankly, if they cannot beat Borough in order to secure Champions League football, they don't deserve to be dining with the likes of Barcelona, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich next season. That horrid ending to the 02-03 season showed just how crucial not finishing in the top four can be, and this time around it feels just as pivotal, if not more so. The Premier League now has six genuinely strong teams in it, and we are at a stage when falling behind the pack could be fatal. Arsenal will be feeling equally nervy in that respect. Liverpool should be able to see off the Hammers and Borough without too much fuss, but everybody knows that doing things the easy way is not in their DNA. Having been in the top four almost the whole season, drifting out of it at the final hurdle would be a very bitter pill to swallow. Let's just hope Andy Carroll and Stuart Downing don't both decide to do an Anelka and haunt their former club. That last sentence from Henry has actually struck me full of fear, I have to say. The whole returning player thing. It seems to work for everybody except us, because if it did work for us, then against Southampton, we should have had four or five players ready to batter a hat-trick past them. But it doesn't seem to work that way for our players. It certainly does work for players coming back against us, and I recall that Anelka thing with a real actual sting, as I remember it. The comparison with El Hadji Diouf, wow, that was a shocker of a decision, it has to be said, because it seemed as though Anelka was quite happy at the club and looked such a class act. Anyway, that is the past. The future is West Ham and Middlesbrough, and Henry says we should be able to do it without too much fuss, but we know what Liverpool are like, and we know the drama that's innate in the DNA, as Henry says. You just get the feeling that there'll be nothing straightforward about this. You do get the feeling that we'll be going into the last day still needing something. There is a sort of dream scenario where Arsenal can drop enough points that we are safe enough if we get some sort of result against West Ham, but again, can you rely on anybody else? Can we ever rely on other teams to do us a favour? No, not really. It's happened that way a few times this year. I think it's part of the reason why we're lucky enough to still be in contention. Anyway, my God, this is beyond tense, and an entire season and how we think of it comes down to these two games. So instead of thinking about Stuart Downing and Andy Carroll, let's perhaps consider instead that this might be like it was for Chelsea in the example that Henry gives, a launchpad for an era as opposed to the continuation of mediocrity. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.